Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It's the Great Cookie Giveaway. Now, let me run down again how this is being done. Now, this will go on through 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock this morning. Excuse me. Now, here's what's happening. Today, we're asking trivia questions. You can enter as many times as you like, but when you call in, if you get the trivia question right, you have to give me your name and phone number. You can just give me your first name if you want. Name and phone number, but you can enter as many times as you like. Now, what will happen is, between 8 and 10 Tuesday, tomorrow morning, I will draw a name out, and I will call you live on the air, and I will have one final question. You will have 10 seconds to answer that question when I call you. If you answer it correctly, you'll win a dozen cookies from Chasing Perfection. If you don't answer it correctly, we'll draw another name out and go to them. If you don't answer the phone, we'll go to another person, and you cannot call us back, so you have to be near your phone tomorrow morning between 8 and 10. All right. Let's get going. This hour. We've got a whole nother hour here. All right. We had a leftover from, I mean, we want all people already entered. Michelle, David, Bob, Jody, Mary, Lee, Ryan, and several multiple entries. So let's see who else we can get entered into this contest. All right, the question we do not have answered. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. I'll say that again. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. What cereal would that be? Here's another one for you. The name of this cereal implies ingredients it doesn't actually have in it. How about that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The one healthy for kids, is that Frosted Flakes?
Not Frosted Flakes. Now, here's what the I think the question is trying to say, it's a little hard to decipher here. I think what they're saying is the name sounds so unhealthy that it was hard for advertisers to market it as healthy.
That's kind of what I was going with the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess you're
probably right. It's not Frosted Flakes, but yeah, that's the alley we're down.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah, that's one of the questions here we've got going. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. What's the name of that cereal? The other question we have, the name of this cereal implies ingredients it doesn't actually have. How about that? The name of this cereal implies ingredients it doesn't actually have. What would that be? All right, let's see if this is a right answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Life?
Not Life, but a good guess.
Right.
All right. Not Life. Well, maybe we're hung up here on a couple. The name of this cereal implies ingredients it doesn't actually have in it. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Grape Nuts?
You know what? You have got. It is Grape Nuts. I did not know that Grape Nut cereal did not have grapes nor nuts in it.
You've obviously never had them.
Well, no, but I figured you could put. There are cereal that have cereals that have some kind of nuts in them, aren't there?
Yeah, but grape nuts are not really edible, I don't think.
So, if they're not grapes or nuts, what's in that cereal?
It's it's a little, I call them pebbles. My dad used to eat them all the time, and they're like chewing on pebbles, I think.
Right. Yeah, well, so
they just look like little, they actually do look just like grape nuts, the nuts in the middle of a grape, or seed.
So what you're saying, so what you're saying is I should pass over this cereal.
Yeah, I mean, you have to let them get really soggy before they're even edible.
I'm going to do that. Well, I tell you what, I got you in again, but what theme of cookies would you go for?
Oh, gosh, I'd be grateful for anything. I really don't know.
Now, is this weekend St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's one day next week.
Well, I know that isn't this weekend daylight savings time?
That it is, yep.
So you could do clocks.
And St. Patrick's Day is always on the 17th.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, how have I missed that? I don't know where I've been.
So many daggone holidays, it's hard to keep track.
I know. It's too close to daylight savings time in the first day of spring.
Right.
I know. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, grape nuts. That's right. Grape nut cereal does not have grapes or nuts in them. So there you go. Okay. Well, we still have this question. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. So an unhealthy name for those advertisers. What would that have been? Okay, here's a new one. This brand advocates a challenge, the goal being to help an individual lose up to 6 pounds in 2 weeks. What would that be? This brand advocates a challenge, the goal being to help an individual lose up to 6 pounds in 2 weeks. What would that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
Special K.
Special K. You have got it. 6 pounds in... Now, do you have any Special K at home, Bob? Now and then. Okay, you're in again, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Bob Austin, in again here this morning. Special K, 6 pounds in 2 weeks. I don't know if that's accurate, but why not? Okay, the name, we're hung up on this one. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. What would that be? Oh, now we get into the cookie questions. That's our last cereal question, the one that we have not got answered. Now we get into the cookie questions. This was multiple choice, but I took out the multiple choice. Which is the best-selling American cookie of the 20th century? Here's the cookie questions. All right. Which cookie is the best-selling cookie of the 20th century? All right, we've left the cereal realm. We're now in the cookie realm. Well, considering this is a cookie contest, it kind of fits. All right, here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Oreos,
you've got it. It is the best-selling cookie of the 20th century. Thank you.
All right, Bob got that one. It is the Oreo, the best-selling cookie of the 20th century. All right. Whoa, and I knocked some things on the floor there. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say Oreos, but Bob beat me.
Bob beat you in. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to pick these up. Hold on a second. Knocked some of the cards on the floor here. I got cards galore here today. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, we got Oreo. So, now remember, we still have this cereal question on the table. We went through all the cereal questions this morning except this one. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. That's still out there. Here's another cookie question. The Oreo made its debut on March 6th, 1912, and was created by the... Oh, no, wait. You know what? I don't think that's a question. You know,
I should show up to rehearsal here in the morning. Okay, here's the question. Which Girl Scout cookie is the most popular cookie sold in the United States? I can't get these questions out anymore. I'm all questioned out. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Good guess. Definitely sounds unhealthy, but not the answer.
Oh, darn.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Not Sugar Frosted Flakes. All right. Yeah, we still got this cereal holdover. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids and the most popular Girl Scout cookie. I'm just going to freelance that one. Go ahead, caller.
The Girl Scout cookie would be Thin Mints.
Let me see here. You know it is, but it's not for me. Now, can you guess what my favorite Girl Scout cookie is?
Let's see.
I argue this one. I don't think it is Thin Mints, but I'll give credit for it.
No, I think it is Thin Mints.
I like it. I think it's like that Sugar Bear question.
Do you like the coconut ones?
Yes. Do you know what the... I know what...
I can't remember the names of them. That's my daughter's favorite, too.
Samoas.
Yeah, okay.
The old Samoas.
With the coconut.
With the coconut. Thank you.
With the coconut.
We've got Mary in there again now. All right. Well, our cereal question that's hanging on here. Name the cereal that must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. You can come out of the blue and get that one now. That's been laying on the table for quite a while. Okay, we got Thin Mints. Here's another trivia question for the cookie area. Oh, this is a year question. This might be a little difficult. What year was the first chocolate chip cookie introduced in the United States? If you come within 5 years, I'll give it to you. First chocolate chip cookie introduced in the United States, the year. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Wheaties?
Not Wheaties. That's a good guess, too.
All right.
Not Wheaties. All right here. You can come within 5 years. What year was the first chocolate chip cookie introduced in the United States? Just throw a year out there. If you come within 5 years, you'll get the question right. And we still have the unhealthy cereal. Go ahead, caller.
Sour Patch Kids cereal?
Boy, that doesn't sound healthy at all. not the answer, but is there such a thing?
Yeah, I had to Google that one.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I thought that's got to be it.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, advertisers were knocking themselves over with that one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Now, remember, this is all about this morning. We're just doing entries, and you can enter as many times as you like. You got to give us your name and your phone number. Tomorrow, I'll pull a name out between 8 and 10, and I'll call you, and if you get that trivia question right, you win the dozen cookies to chasing perfection. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate chip cookie, 1938.
1938, you know, it's my paperwork, which could be wrong this morning, says 1937, but I'll go with it. Now, did you Google that?
Nope, I just popped in my head.
Really? See? now I'm impressed.
Yeah, this is William.
Yeah. All right, William, give me your phone number.
I'm sorry?
Give me your phone number.
415-368.
Got it.
You know,
and that's a 740, right?
Well, no, it's a 415. It's a California number.
Oh, okay, 41. Now, what's
even though I'm here in Marion?
So now, what's the last four digits?
Sorry, 5198.
5198. All right, William, I got you in there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, William Obenauer. Now in our trivia contest here. 1938, he pulled that out of his head. I believe him. But you know, 1937 was the first chocolate chip cookie introduced in the United States. Believe it or not. Okay, next question. Cookie question. What cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? There's an interesting question for you. What cookie arrived in China in the 1990s. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And our cereal question is still hanging over here. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers
to sell as healthy for kids. What is that cereal? All right, so there you go. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. That's still there. And now we have, what cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you get a question right, we will take your phone. You can give us your first name. You don't have to give us your last name. Give us your name, your phone number. We'll put them all in a bucket, and tomorrow morning I will draw one out, give you a call between 8 and 10, and ask you one more trivia question. You have 10 seconds to answer. If you can answer it right, you'll get the dozen cookies to Chasing Perfection, which they very nicely called in last week and donated to us. So you got a whole bunch of things coming up. St. Patrick's Day, Daylight Savings Time, First Day of Spring, all kinds of stuff coming up, or any other theme you would like. All right, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'm still working on this. Cocoa Puffs?
Not Cocoa Puffs. Another good guess.
Okay.
No Cocoa Puffs on this one. This is the final cereal question that we don't have answered here. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for the advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. Now, does anybody know what cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? Now, this is a question. All right, go ahead, caller.
Would the name of the cereal be Crave?
Not Crave. Good guess, though.
Thanks, Scott.
Not Crave. What is the name of this cereal that, because of the name, was hard for advertisers to market as a healthy cereal? That is the question. What cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? Those are two questions on the table right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Get in on the big Chasing Perfection cookie giveaway here this morning. All right. Let's see here. We'll add another question here, but the cookie questions are a little harder than the cereal questions. That is for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I'm answering the cereal question.
All right, go ahead.
Cookie Crisp.
Now, what happened to your buddy?
I don't know. I tried to get her. I said, you need to call in with us. That answer.
I know you tried to put her in there and she wouldn't get in. Now, have you decided the theme if you win the cookies tomorrow?
The theme. Well, yeah, we'll do root beer.
Of course.
Gotta do root beer.
You know, I bet if you gave her the name, she could do a whole thing with the name. She's very, just terrific over there.
Yeah, she could. That'd actually be kind of fun. Maybe I should just order my own cookies sometime.
maybe you should. Just put an order in sometime.
Well, I'm not going to win. I don't win anything, so I'm planning on winning.
You know what? You never know, because this is an ungoogleable trivia, because tomorrow, when I call the person, they won't know that I'm calling them, and they have 10 seconds to answer, so not enough time to Google the final trivia question, so you just got to know pop culture.
You could win. We'll see.
You could
All
win.
All right.
You're in
All
again.
Right. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, it is. It was Cookie Crisp. That's the one we could not get. That is the cereal with the unhealthy name, Cookie Crisp. So that's done. Kind of ironic, since this is a cookie theme, isn't it? All right. What cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? All right, this is still out there. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We still got 28 minutes left. What cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? There's a cookie question. Does anybody know the answer? All right, and our other cookie question here. We'll add another question. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. I wanted to put in my bid for Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts is a good cereal.
Oh, is it? I've never had Grape Nuts.
It's really good.
Well, maybe on a...
We've made them for over 50 years.
Well, I'll have to try it out. But no grapes and no nuts in those, huh?
No, it has kind of a nutty flavor to it. I think it's either a wheat or an oat product. And if you let it set just a few minutes and soak up a little milk, it's not real crunchy, but it still has some body to it. I eat it. I think it's good.
Well, I'll have to put a shot in for it.
All right, there's a plug for grape nuts. I've never had grape nuts. That goes right there with Wheaties and Life. I don't think I've ever had either one of those. All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
Was the China one Oreos also?
Not Oreos, but that's a good guess.
Not Oreos in China. All right, the question is, what cookie arrived in China in the 1990s? That's the question that's been out here for a minute. The last question we introduced, it's a longer question. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? What company is that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are our two questions out and about here this morning. In the contest, we have William, Michelle, David, Bob, Jody, Mary, Lee, Ryan, and several multiple entries. So that's what we have right now. 740-383-9944 and 25 more minutes to go before the top of the hour. All right. This may be a correct answer coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Fortune cookie.
You got it. The fortune cookie, I think, was an American creation that went back to China.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that interesting? Is this Ryan?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan, you're in for another entry. What kind of cookies would you order?
I'd probably just do the St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick. Now, did you know it was always on the 17th?
I did know that, yes.
You did. Now, why?
But you are correct. You'll celebrate it like the... The bars and restaurants will celebrate a Saturday night.
That's what I think. I think it'll be this Saturday, and we're going to lose an hour, so it's going to be rough on people.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have a lot of bloodshot eyes on Sunday morning.
I think so.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the fortune cookie is an American creation that actually went to China
in 1990. Did you know that? How about that? But here's an interesting fact about that, just if you're a fact lover. The United States created the fortune cookie in 1916, so they've been here since 1916, only in China since the 90s. Okay, which American-based company is home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? What company is that? All right, we'll add another question since we've got the fortune cookie question. Which American cookie company produces the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesale? How about that one? Now, the questions are getting more difficult on the cookie side here, obviously. 740-383-9944. All right, the two questions here. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? And the other question here right now. Which American cookie company produces the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesale? Now, you can also answer a question, and if you don't want to be entered in the contest, that's fine as well. 740-383-9944. Now, let's see here. You know what? I'll throw one more question out there because we've only got 22 minutes left in the broadcast this morning. Well, maybe this is the answer to one of our questions. Then we'll come back to it. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, that means let's go. Question.
Not Nabisco, but a good guess. Thank you. Not Nabisco.
No, the question is, which American cookie company produces the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesale? And the other question, which American-based cookie company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? 740-383-9944. Okay, we'll throw in a third question here. In 2002, Barnum's Animal Crackers introduced a new animal as part of their 100-year-old production history. Which of these, well, which animal was added to their circus box? Go ahead, caller.
The frozen cookie dough, could that be Pillsbury?
Not Pillsbury, but a good question, or a good answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Not Pillsbury. That's a hard question. Not Pillsbury, but a good guess there. Okay, which American-based cookie company is the home of such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? Apparently, these are not big sellers in this area. Which American cookie company produces the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesale? And our last new question that was added, in 2002, Barnum's Animal Crackers introduced a new animal as part of their 100-year-old production history. Which animal was chosen by consumers to be added to the circus boxes? Go ahead, caller. Not Kellogg. Good guess, though. Not Kellogg. 740-383-9944. And again, we've got William, Michelle, David, Bob, Jody, Mary. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Since the one lady said Pillsbury, would frozen cookie dough be Toll House?
Not Toll House, but that's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, not Toll House.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As these questions ruminate now with the listening audience, don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp when we're done this morning. 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. That is the rundown today. All right. Do we have an answer? Tougher questions on the cookie side. The three questions. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? I don't know if we've even had a guess on that one. Which American cookie company produces the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesale? We've had some guesses there, but not the right one yet. In 2002, Barnum's Animal Crackers introduced a new animal as part of their 100-year-old production history. What animal was chosen by consumers to be introduced into their boxes? Does anybody know the answer there? All right, maybe this is a right answer coming down the pipe. Go ahead, caller.
Was that a Keebler?
A what?
Keebler.
Keebler?
Keebler.
Say that again.
Keebler.
Oh, Keebler, not Keebler. Good guess, though. Not Keebler. Okay. Sometimes the connection's a little rough. Okay, next caller. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about Otis Spunkmeyer?
Otis Spunkmeyer. Now, did you Google this?
No.
No, you didn't Google. You know Otis Spunkmeyer is the number one frozen gourmet cookie producer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I asked Siri.
Have you ever heard of Otis Spunkmeyer?
Yeah.
Okay, who is Otis Spunkmeyer? Is that a person or a company?
I mean, I worked in restaurants all my life, and I kind of thought it might be Spunkmeyer or like Mrs. Fields or something like that. But yeah, I Googled it.
All right. Well, you're in for tomorrow.
I'm in?
You're in for, you can enter as many times. So if you get any more questions right, call in.
But you're not supposed to Google it.
No, you can Google it today. It's just tomorrow it'll be impossible to Google because I'm going to draw a name out and call the person. Yeah.
And I'm going to take a wild guess. Can I guess one?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll get two in here.
This is, I'm not Googling. I did not Google this one. So this is just going to be a shot. All right. Bortman.
Now, is that for which question here?
Bortman is the French cookie.
Oh, no. Not Bortman, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
No Bortman.
Yeah, but we did get Otis Spunkmeyer. Have you ever heard of Otis Spunkmeyer? That is the number one brand of frozen gourmet cookie dough for schools, restaurants, and wholesales. If you worked in a restaurant, you might know that one. Okay. Which American-based cookie company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? I don't think we just had one guess on that one, but that's the only guess. What company is that? Here's another one. In 2002, Barnum's Animal Crackers introduced a new animal as part of their 100-year-old production history. Which animal was chosen by consumers to be introduced to the circus box? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There you go. There's two questions to get in on the cookie contest. All right. Now, I'll add another question here, since we got that Otis Spunkmeyer thing. Which famous U.S. cookie company is proud to boast that their cookies are magically baked by elves? Now, that's a little bit of a softball. All right. Which famous U.S. cookie company is proud to boast that their cookies are magically baked by elves? What is an elf? Somebody with pointy ears, I guess. All right, 740-383-9944, 14 minutes left in the broadcast today to get in on this competition. We've got quite a few people. I felt we would get an answer for that one very quickly. Go ahead, caller.
That's
Keebler. You have got it right. Bob, I got you in again, Bob. Bob is in again. He's all over the Keebler cookies this morning. All righty here. Let's get Bob in. Okay, Bob is in again. So now, where are we? Well, which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and distinctive line of European-style cookies? That's still out there. Which animal was introduced into the animal cracker box in 2002? Guess an animal, you could get it right. 740-383-9944. And we'll dump another question in here. Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? How about that? Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? Which Entenmann's cookie is the best-selling cookie for that company? Does anybody eat a lot of Entenmann's? 740-383-9944. Get in on the competition. Which animal was introduced into the animal cracker box in 2002? What animal did they add? And which company has such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? 740-383-9944. About 13 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. And remember, if you get in with the right answer today, we'll take your name, your phone number, and call you tomorrow with a cookie question. Go ahead, caller.
The koala bear.
The koala bear. Now, did you Google that one, or did you know?
Nope, I Googled it.
You Googled. You know, I did not know they added koala bears.
I want the cookies.
You want those?
I want the cookies.
Now, did you say what theme you were going with?
The St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, we're going to go with the St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she will do a great job. She's really talented. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. It was the koala bear. You have got it right. The koala bear was added to the animal cracker box in 2002. Okay, which American-based company is home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? This is a little bit of a holdout here. Nobody getting that one. And the next question here, which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? Okay. Well, let's go in here and see if we got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Famous Amos?
Not Famous Amos, but a good guess. Thank you.
Welcome.
Not Famous Amos. Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of American European cookies? Go ahead, caller.
Sunshine Biscuit Company.
Not Sunshine Biscuit, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. No Sunshine Biscuit Company. All right. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? Everybody will be in the cookie aisle tonight looking to see what the answer to this question was. Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? Does anybody know that? Which Entenmann's cookie is the company's best-selling cookie? 10 minutes left to go here. All right. Here's a question you got a 1 in 12 answer of getting right. Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated in? How about that? Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated? You got a 1 in 12 chance of getting that one right. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip, you got it. Entenmann's is chocolate chip cookies. That's their number one. You got it. Is this Lee?
Yeah.
All right, Lee, you are in again. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Lee is in again this morning. Entenmann's, their number one cookie is the chocolate chip cookie. Okay, I'll say it one more time here. Which American-based company, it's American-based, remember that, is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? This is the one you've got a 1 in 12 chance of getting right. Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated in? Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated in? Well, here's one for you. What was Cookie Monster's favorite cookie? How about that? There's a nice softball for you. What was Cookie Monster's favorite cookie? Cookie Monster's favorite cookie. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9 minutes left in the broadcast to get in on this competition. Now, tomorrow, be listening between 8 and 10, because at some point during the broadcast, I'm going to pull a winner out, call you, and if you get the question right, you'll be the winner of a dozen cookies from Chasing Perfection. How about that? 740-383-9944. All right, 9 minutes or 8 minutes left to go here in the broadcast today. Go ahead, caller.
Cookie Monster's cookie favorite is any cookie.
Not any. You know what? Apparently he did delineate at one point a favorite cookie. Can you believe it?
Oh, well. Hey, at least I gave it a shot.
Yeah, no harm in trying. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, apparently at some point, somebody went and quizzed Cookie Monster, and he gave them a legit answer that we now have here in our notes today. What was Cookie Monster's favorite cookie? Not a hard question. Well, there are 1,000 cookies, but what did Cookie Monster eat the most of? Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated? 1 in 12 chance on that one. Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated?
740-383-9944. And then we've still got 7 minutes on this one, but apparently this is the question that is too hard to answer. Which American-based company is home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? What cookie company is that? It's an American company. Does anybody know what it would be? Go ahead, caller.
Forsyth.
What's that?
Forsyth.
Forsyth, not Forsyth. Good guess, though.
Forsyth is not the answer. 740-383-9944. With about 6.5 minutes left to go, a couple softballs here. Cookie Monster's favorite cookie. What could that be? What month is the cookie nationally celebrated? Does anybody know the month? 1 in 12. You can get that one right and get in on the contest. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Cookie Monster's favorite cookie, chocolate chip?
It is chocolate. You know, chocolate chip, I think, has been the most popular answer this morning in this contest. You're in for another one. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cookie Monster's favorite cookie is chocolate chip. Now, I'm not sure how they asked him about that, but you know what? We take what we have on the paper. All right. Well, that must... Okay, go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that caller. Give us a call back if you have an answer. Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated? Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated? 1 in 12 on that one. 740-383-9944. We'll throw another question in here. Okay. What is the average amount of cookies an American eats in a lifetime? Now, this is going to be a wide answer. So I'll tell you this. It's thousands. If you come within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. Okay? What is the average amount of cookies an American eats in a lifetime? Now, remember, a lifetime. If you come within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. Now, remember, the answer is given in thousands. So those are the three questions. 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left in the program today. What is the average amount of cookies an American eats in a lifetime? All right, is this the correct answer coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
35,000.
35,000, you got it on the dot. Did you Google that one?
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. You get in on the contest. What's your name?
Trish Franklin.
All right, Trish, what is your phone number?
740-396-0596.
0596. Trish, you're in. Thank you.
Yep.
Trish is in, 35,000. It does not hurt to Google. That's how many cookies somebody eats in their lifetime, the average amount, 35,000. Okay, here we heard about Famous Amos earlier. Who is the founder of Famous Amos Cookies? Who is the founder of Famous Amos Cookies? Now, there's a question for you. Go ahead, caller.
Is May the cookie month?
What? May. May is not the cookie month. Good guess, though. Now we're down to 11 months. What month is the cookie nationally recognized? What month is the cookie nationally recognized? We know now it's not May, so you've got 11 other chances on that one. Who is the founder of Famous Amos Cookies? The founder of Famous Amos Cookies. 3 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers? Go ahead, caller.
Wallace Amos Jr.
Wallace Amos, you have got it. Better known as Wally. Trish, you are in again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish is in again here. She's coming in here at the end, getting some entries in. All right. And well, here comes another call. Let's see if this is right. Go ahead, caller.
Cookies, I'm going for February.
Not February, but a good guess. Now, February and May have been taken off the table for National Cookie Month. Here's another question for you. What did Wally Amos do before he sold cookies? What did Wally Amos do before he sold cookies? Go ahead, caller.
March.
Not March. Good guess, though.
You know, you say good guess, but who knows, really? March, not February, not May. What month is the cookie nationally recognized in? What did Wally Amos do before he sold cookies? Go ahead, caller.
April.
Not April.
Oh, man. Not February, not March, not April, not May. So four are out of the way. We've still got 8 months left to choose from. What month is the cookie nationally celebrated? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
January.
Not January. Good guess.
Okay.
We're knocking them dead. Well, we're January through May now, and we know it's not any of those months. 740-383-9944. What did Wally Amos do before he sold cookies? Go ahead, caller.
He was a TV personality and an author.
After he sold cookies, yes, but that was not his profession before. Keep guessing.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He did become a television personality and an author, but what did he do before he sold cookies? What did Wally Amos do before he sold cookies? That's Famous Amos. 740-383-9944. Which month is the cookie nationally celebrated in? We know it's not January through May. Does anybody know? All right, go ahead, caller.
June,
not June. No, June is not cookie month. All right, 1 minute left to go. Now, remember, everybody who gets entered today, be listening tomorrow morning between 8 and 10. I'm going to call one of you with a trivia question, and you got to get it right to win the 12 cookies Oh, my goodness. Where did I put the thing away here. It is from Chasing Perfection. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was born in September, so I'm going to say September.
Not September. Good guess, though. Not September. We'll take one more guess on any of these questions. One more guess. 740-383-9944. Here comes the final guess. Remember, Adam up after this, 10 to 11 today, Linda 4 to 5, and Mike Wilson 5 to 6. Go ahead, caller.
December.
Not December.
Oh, my goodness. We did not get it. But you know what? I'm going to keep these. I'm not going to give you the answers because we might do this a little later in the week, even though tomorrow we're... Well, you know what? Maybe one of these questions will be the question I'll ask you tomorrow. I guess you won't know till I call. And that's the way it goes. So we have, I don't know how many, we've got a ton of entries. Let's put it that way. But Trish, Joan, William, Michelle, David, Bob, Jody, Mary, Lee, Ryan, all better be listening. Okay, one more guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about October?
October, you have got it. That is cookie month. Thank you. Bye-bye. October is cookie month, so we'll chalk that one off. Mary gets in one more time, and I'm out of time. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to call somebody, but you know what? You can't Google. You only have 10 seconds to answer the question, and if the person doesn't get it right, we're moving on to the next person. Also, you've got to answer your phone. If we go to voicemail tomorrow morning, don't call us back because you will have been passed by. That's the way it goes. The Great Chasing Perfection Cookie Giveaway. Now I'm going to hand it off like they do in track to Adam Lepp. Stay tuned. Today, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Pay attention to because the governor's running for president. So I'm just hopeful he comes back to the state, realizes that this race is not his to win at this point when you're so far behind, even if he wins Ohio and comes back and does the work we need.
And on being Hillary Clinton's vice president.
Very interesting. Before I let you go, Senator Brown, and I thank you for your time, The Hill reported today that a possible Clinton-Brown ticket could be, and NBC's Chuck Todd has suggested this, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has floated around the idea, so I guess Senator Brown, if asked, will you serve?
I have no interest, I really don't. I love what I'm doing here. I'm very flattered by that. I appreciate anybody thinking that, but I really don't want to be vice president. I want to continue to fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance as you
are? No interest. No chance.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is support RT Mechanicals. Address 28.